Hey, good evening, Steelman.
Good evening, Dave Jensen. What's the weather like there in Arizona?
It's still unseasonably warm. The high today was in the 50s. I was just jumping on the trampoline a couple hours ago with most of my children.
That sounds great, Dave. We have a couple new inches of snow, but it's been above freezing for most of the last week. The high has been above freezing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Steel, I just saw you a few weeks ago, and when we sent you home, I think the high was going to be like 8 degrees.
No, the high was -8, literally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but Dave, that is what I want to talk to you about tonight. The real highlight of our 2017, we ended the year on a bang. The very last day of 2017, we said goodbye to the Jensen family. We saw your home in Prescott Valley. We went hiking with you and the girls. It was awesome. It was a really great way to end the year. So thanks.
It was really fun to see you guys. It'd been too long. Cedar was he's a little bit bigger now, and it was awesome hiking. When you guys left, Elsie said to me, like, "How come all we did was go hiking with them?"
It's true. That's basically what we did in Arizona the whole time. We had a really nice time in Arizona. We did a ton of nature hikes. We went to some outdoor museums and then hiked some more and went swimming.
That's when you can be outside. Like, why would you not want to be outside?
100% agree. 100% agree. The other big highlight, Dave, of our time there was the fact that every one of your 6 children was deathly ill. They were all super, super sick. We pull up, and you warned us, and we pull up, and we're like, all right, we're going to be here 2 days, and then we're going home to sub-zero temperatures, and every one of the Jensen kids are really sick, and we're just like, oh, no. We are 100% all going to get sick. It's going to hit us either when we're leaving or when we're on the airplane, and then we're going to have, like, a miserable time going home, miserable time at home. And you know what? Despite rolling around in your kids' snot, despite hugging them, touching them, everything, not one of us got sick. It was a modern-day miracle.
Well, I think the fact that you guys were wearing surgical masks and gloves for the entirety of the visit, that paid off.
Yeah, it's true. That's just our normal vacation wear, but it did come in handy as an illness barrier.
I mean, my children all found it off-putting, and you know, they didn't want to approach you guys, but yeah, you know, you give and take with these things.
Yeah, I had to tell him it wasn't real blood on my gloves, and the teeth that I'd drawn on the surgical mask were supposed to be funny. That was the big – I had to convince him. Oh, Dave.
It was fun. And then I think Cedar's love of graphic novels, my children like them, but now, like, that's – we've read a lot of graphic novels since you guys visited. We're most of the way through Bone. We've read the whole Hilda series, like – We're all in on graphic novels right now.
Dave, that's great news because we go to the library every week or every 2 weeks, and I probably check out 10 to 12 new graphic novels literally every week. That's all we read. Have you done the Zeta the Space Girl series? Those might be fun for your girls.
Oh, I saw it, but no, we haven't. We're, you know, one step at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Steele, this naturally transitions us into – what we're talking about. I mean, it couldn't be more natural. So I guess you'd pronounce the term Oceania. Is that what I'd say?
Oceania? Eania, I think.
Oceania. Oh yeah. There's the I in there. So everyone loves Australia.
They do.
And everyone has some amount of feelings towards New Zealand, whether good or negative, I can't say, but everyone loves Australia.
It's true.
And why do we love Australia? Still, why is that in our hearts?
Well, I would have to say this is tightly connected to the true highlight of our 2017. And it was when we had a Jensen Bastion Wagstaff joint family dance party. You know, I thought you were going to play like a life-changing song, but really, once we heard the first notes of this, we were hooked.
This would be booed off the stage at my house.
Just wait for the chorus, Dave. one thing I know, it's that the Jensen family can't get enough of those killer flute loops.
Steel, I played that song for Mabel, and you know, what she said, she said, "Hey, Dad, what the hell is this?"
Oh, I laughed so hard my headphones fell off. That can't be true. That's not really true, is it?
That's not really true. But she knows what real Australian rock music is.
Okay.
Why don't you ease us into something that a little more kick to it?
Okay. So the theme tonight is Oceania, music from Australia or New Zealand only. So here's what I want to do, Dave. I want to take us to the roots of Australian music. I want to take us to Indigenous music. This is the Aboriginal musician, Tujupuru, and the song is called Stomping Ground.
So that was originally released as the B-side to the Men at Work's hit single, Land yeah. Down Under. So
yeah, it's Tom Waits and a didgeridoo, they used to call it.
Still, when I worked at Anasazi years ago, like the wilderness program for at-risk teens, there was almost always at one point one kid that was planning to make a didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah, because they were dealing with drug problems, right?
And they had there were materials that we had that you could potentially make a didgeridoo out of. So everybody was like, yeah, this week I'm doing it. I'm making the didgeridoo.
How many finished didgeridoos did you see as a counselor there?
I saw one kid actually got about 3/4 of the way through one. But like, it must have been 20 kids or more that are like, yeah, it's didgeridoo time.
Dave, when I was a junior in high school, I took a music appreciation class from the choir director at Timberline High School, Rich Lapp. Great guy.
Oh, yeah, nice.
The class had 7 kids enrolled, the minimum number to allow it to be offered as an elective. And one of the guys, long hair, kind of a super stringy high school goatee, kind of looked like you, I think, actually.
Nice.
He wore JNCO jeans every day. This was probably nice. Like 5-6 years after their peak popularity. So he was like the last guy left with JNCO jeans. And he was talking about how he was a didgeridoo player and he had perfected the technique of circular breathing. So he would often talk about circular breathing, didgeridoo technique, and he would bring in not exactly Tujupuru music, but the kind of Boise North End version of world music, didgeridoo-inspired Andean melodies or whatever. It was like, this guy was amazing. He did a lot of acid.
So, but still, the other, I think, unique aspect of
yes.
Australia is I've never met an Australian that I didn't like.
No.
Like, every Australian I've ever met, extremely likable.
You 100% likable.
You want to give them a hug almost, and I don't want to give anybody a hug.
They're like human koalas, Dave.
Yeah, you're enveloped in their love. You feel some type of nostalgia for the first time you saw Crocodile Dundee,
yep.
And you're just happy to hear him talk.
It's not a toothpick, mate. It's not a toothpick.
So when I think of Australians, I think of likable, and I think of hard rock. So Any number of bands from Australia could fit this, and I can't think of a single band from Australia that isn't hard rock because I already put out the music that you've played out of my mind. But if we're talking Australia rock, we have to be talking AC/DC. And just start the song going.
Maybe the greatest rock song ever made.
To me, greatest song by AC/DC ever, like hands down. In my house, everyone's a huge fan. One awesome fact is that it's impossible for me to yell thunder at the same time as the band is yelling thunder in that song. And so I'll just yell thunder. Like, I can't time it. I don't know what the deal is. So me and my kids are just yelling thunder, but we're never doing it at the same time as AC/DC.
For those of us who know you, Dave, that's like 0% surprising, but I love knowing that fact. And this actually was the song that we had the combined family dance party to. It was a great moment in our life. We watched the video, you know, and I think it's Malcolm. Is it Malcolm that's going across doing his little dance, the hop dance?
No, that's no. Angus. That's doing Angus. The yeah.
See, I don't even know.
So Angus is doing all the do-do-do-do-do, and then Malcolm comes in with the. Okay. Angus is a little bit more of a flamboyant kind of guitar player. And Angus Malcolm had the power, you know?
Yeah. And just died of dementia not too long ago, too. That was a sad moment for our family. So that was the kind of memorial commemorative edition of Thunderstruck at the Prescott Valley home of the Jensens in December 2017.
And once your kids start asking questions about members of AC/DC, like, you start having to go pretty deep with explanations. Well, yeah, their original lead singer died. How'd he die? Well, he choked on his own alcohol vomit.
Yeah. This is a teaching moment, I guess.
But anyway, that's Australian music, Steele. Come on. What do you got? What's coming up for you next?
Okay. We're going to stay in the hard rock genre, Dave. I mean, we have to after that. So this is a song by Sarah Blasco called Spanish Ladies, which you may recognize if you're a fan of the critically acclaimed novels, the Master and Commander Aubrey and Maturin series. You ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Spanish ladies, farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain, for we have received orders to sail to old England. We hope in a short time to see you again. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar all on the salt seas until we strike soundings in the channel of old England. From Ushant to Scilly, 'tis 35 leagues. We hove our ship to with the wind our sou'west, boys. We hove our ship to deep soundings to take. 'Twas 45 fathoms with a white sandy bottom. So we squared our main yard and up channeled it.
She is often confused with AC/DC. I mean, it takes a sophisticated ear to really tell the timbre apart for the two groups. But that was actually Sarah Blasco. Yeah.
Actually, on one of their tours, she filled in for Malcolm towards the end of his life when he was feeling ill. Yeah, we could just change our podcast to a nautically themed, like, songs to sail around the world with.
Yeah.
Like done.
That's what Oceania is really about, Dave. I mean, it's not really about Australia and New Zealand, but it's just about imagining ourselves at the other end of the world on a large three-masted ship.
This leads naturally into, obviously, sailors have always appreciated the women of different ports that they've traveled to.
True, true.
And most men with hearts and that have a physical attraction towards women have always appreciated the ladies of the world.
True words have never been spoken, Dave. So what are you going to play next?
Well, we're going to visit just an island a little bit away from Australia, New Zealand.
Oh.
The people aren't as likable.
No.
You feel a little bit uncomfortable speaking to them, but they still make great music.
Okay.
But exclusively folk music. There's no rock bands from New Zealand.
Oh.
So, of course, I'm going to play for you a beautiful song about appreciating the ladies of the world by Flight of the Conchords. I was giggling the whole time. I don't know why that I just think that's so funny.
Dave, it is a really funny song. I'm a little disappointed, though, that you didn't play Jermaine Clement's Shiny. I mean, we introduced you to that when we were there in Prescott Valley, which is Cedar's current favorite song. We listened to it probably 10 to 12 times a day. And you know how we talked about avoiding children's music? This is the first time that we failed to do it. And it's like a living hell. It really is a living hell. If you have a child song stuck in your head, it's the worst. Like, something will trigger it, and I'll hum a phrase from it, and then Laurel and I both can't get it out of our head for like 6 hours. Anyway.
So just play Ladies of the World for him, and I think you'll have a new obsession. And then show them the video where they're roller skating. It's fantastic.
Okay, I will. Well, Dave, this is one of those ones where we're just in tunes with each other's mind, because we went from Spanish ladies to ladies of the world, and now I'm going to play a song by a terrific musician who really is a true lady of the world. This is the rapper Sampa the Great, who now lives in Australia, born in Zambia, grew up in Botswana, and a really exciting young hip-hop artist that I've just started listening to recently, and I really like this song. It's called FEMALE. It spells female.
Female, yeah.
Yeah.
I caught that.
Big bold women, round of applause, get my gold.
goes, women, round of applause. Know my roots, women, round of applause. If they come and get your arm under my sweater. Gonna get a female, betcha, 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 she gon' catch ya. Big old women gonna come and applaud. Got my back, woman, I do applaud. I'm an F-E-M-A-L-E from the ghetto. Yeah, she got a brain and skeletal. She work fighting, I still got time for the metro. Pass her out away and forget about the echoes of the ghetto. I can echo, so she never leave the ghetto. Gotta tell him, give some ammo, cause in time she gonna let go. She a queen, and you know she never leave. They be waiting for a stumble, but she never trip a thing. My God, F-E-M-A-L-E, 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 F-E-M-A-L-E.
2018, it's the year of the woman.
There's something more pleasing to me about hearing not an American accent do hip hop or rap. It just adds a little bit more flavor to it, a little spice.
Yeah, that's a good song. F-E-M-A-L-E. That's Sampa the Great, Dave.
She's great. I think we're building. We just keep building. I of course, I've been really into hard rock lately. Mostly, I really like female vocalists, but Camp Cope, they're Australian based. It's all women in the band, and just hard rock, really fun music. I played one of their songs before on a previous podcast called Done.
Yeah,
I still listen to it. I make my kids listen to it because I want my girls to be like tough hard rockers like these girls. I don't know anything about them other than they're Australian and they rock.
Yeah.
But they have a new single out that's called The Opener.
Jangly guitars, almost like a Juliana Hatfield Lemonheads kind of vibe from that. But yeah, that seems like perfect redux of that mid to late 90s music that just was that nostalgic sweet spot for you and I.
Yeah, that still hits me in the sweet spot. And just the lyrics. And I like just the tone that she sings with.
Sure.
I know a lot of artists, when they sing, they kind of adopt like an American accent almost. And she just really, you can feel she's Australian. And I like that just her personality really comes through when she sings.
Do you like that shout singing thing that she does there a little bit? It's not quite
course,
like emo aggressive, but there's some, I don't know how to describe it as, but that's fun.
Yeah, she's angry. She's going to let you know about it. I think it's great.
That's like dashboard pounded kind of music right there, Dave. Wow. So there's so much more we could have played. I mean, we could have gone for hours. That's just a little taste of the music from Down Under. We didn't even play Midnight Oil, you know?
Oh, geez. We left a lot of stuff on the table. We could have been, man, I'm
split
embarrassed.
Ends. But, you know, there's a lot to discover. There's a whole continent down there, they say.
Yeah, beautiful. Someday let's go together, Steele. Why not, man?
I'd love to. Where would you want to go? I mean, if you're going to plan a trip. My sister lived in New Zealand for a while. She knows it pretty well, but you're not a New Zealand fan. You're an Australia fan.
Yeah, my brother-in-law's in New Zealand right now. We probably would have gone if we didn't have 100 children. Mm. But yeah, I really want to go to Australia. It's such a beautiful, massive place to never have seen. The fact that I can just go there and speak English and it's not difficult, that makes everything easy.
Yeah, I think Sydney is supposed to be the big culture city, the real interesting kind of place. But I think I kind of want to go see Perth, which is out there in the middle and nothing around for like hours and hours. But Western Australia.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, it's like the most isolated major metropolitan area in the world.
Yeah, I think so. So that'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, Steele, this was a beautiful time to talk about Australian and some New Zealand music. But we always close, of course, with a weekly question that we've got from a listener. And you always read it to us, Steele. Let's see what we got.
Okay. This was from Dijmu from Côte d'Ivoire. How do I get more party invitations? I think I'm pretty cool, but I don't know about all the cool parties. That's a pretty pressing question. I think, Dave, you're going to have to take first step at that one.
Ah, geez. I think that's a valid question. I think it's something that a lot of us have contemplated over the years when we feel like we're not getting sufficient cool party invitations. It's something that everybody wants to rectify. You don't want to be left out of cool parties.
No, true.
I think number one, you got to make the most of the party invitations you have.
Yes.
You do that by showing up prepared to party.
Yep.
You want to party in a non-threatening way. Yes. You don't want to emasculate those around you. You want to bring everybody in on the party so that when people think of the party, they think, hey, that guy really contributed to the party. He made me have a good time.
Correct.
You don't, when you're at the party, you want to be involving others, not just focused on yourself. That may be your mistake. You're focusing on yourself too much when you need to be focusing on how the party is partying for others around you.
You party with. That's the preposition that needs to go. Party with others.
So that's my number one tip. And if you use that, if you apply that in all areas of your life, you're going to get invited to the parties. If you're just at, you know, lunch break with your coworkers and you make the lunch break fun for everybody, you're inviting everybody into the lunch conversation. Mm-hmm. You're saying like, hey, Paul, what do you think about Midnight Oil? Then like, everybody's in.
Yeah. He's like, you know, all the beds are burning. And then you just go from there. So I think my real advice would be, I don't know. I too didn't get the cool party invitations.
What? Steele,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I guess know-it-all contrarian mild assholes don't get invited to all that many parties, all those many parties. So I think the key thing is if you're feeling like you're missing out on all the cool parties, you can't just wait for life to bring a party to you.
Yes.
You've got to bring parties to your life, which means it's okay to plan a party. It's okay to organize a party. It's okay to be the party that you want to see in the world. You know what I mean?
You make the cool party. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That's my only advice. When others don't invite you, you got to just sometimes take it in your own hands and plan your own and invite. And then, you know, don't make too much popcorn because not everybody may come, but at least, you know, you gave it a shot.
So really what we're saying is you have to take responsibility for your own partying. No one else is going to party for you.
True.
You have to party.
That's it, Dijmu. Hope that proves useful for you there in Abidjan.
All right. Good night, Steele.
Dave, it was a pleasure. That was another episode of Theme Songs.
Party on.
Party on.